So those who know me well, from time to time will hear stories about my sister. My sister was a little intense. She's actually a very nice, gentle person too. But so she was captain of the soccer team. She was on the homecoming court. She wasn't the homecoming queen. But then she went to West Point and became an army officer. And she became an MP so that she could be closest to combat. Well, now she's trying to start a monastery. Long story short, she's working in a parish in Pittsburgh. And on one particular weekend, the altar servers were goofing off. They weren't being attentive to the divine mysteries. They weren't being attentive during the celebration of the Mass. And my sister has a little bit of a temper, but after Mass, she was about ready to get on them and get a little angry. She paused for a second, collected herself, and she got a better idea. She said, we'll say George. I can't remember the kid's name. She said, George, I have a story for you. He's like, oh, I like stories. It's like, okay, good. So the story goes, if you know Aaron and Moses, oh yeah, Aaron is the priest, Moses, the Old Testament. Exactly, he had sons. What you may not know is that on his day of his ordination in the deserts of Egypt, after they had been set free from the Holy Land, they were offering worship and they were participating in his ordination. And we don't know exactly why, but during the ordination, his sons did something that displeased the Lord during the worship. And they were struck dead. And she said, what do you guys... I'm glad. I wasn't sure if you guys are going to laugh or not. And she said, what do you think about that, George? He's like, man, I hope I'm not struck dead. You know, when anybody says that God doesn't care about what we do in Mass or doesn't care about the building or the different... Read the Old Testament. And it's not just that it was way back. Even read the New Testament. We see in today's gospel, Jesus cares incredibly about the temple. He cares about worship. All of it is important, but it's not just simply that something God imposes upon us. Here's this ritual, you have to obey, and you have to do it exactly the way I tell you, or bam, I'm gonna strike you dead. No, what it is, he wants that devotion and that love and that tenderness. The old covenant had grown stale. It hadn't led to that fulfillment. It was simply a preparation for true worship in the Eucharist, in Jesus Christ, in his sacrifice on Calvary that is represented every single Mass. Our Lord cleanses the temple to prepare Israel for the new worship of the new covenant, the sacraments, the seven sacraments, baptism, confirmation, and the Eucharist, and the other sacraments as well. Our Lord is preparing hearts, and that same process takes place in each one of us. As our Lord cleanses the temple, so through penance and through fasting, we are cleansed of all of the disorders of sin through ongoing conversion and confession. We overcome every snare of the enemy so that we can enter into the ecstasy of the Mass. In this Mass, in this every Eucharist, we are drawn out of ourselves into the love of God. It is this mystery that unfolds time and time again. And we must be purified of everything that keeps us from entering into this mystery, to encountering the love of the Father, to being drawn out of ourselves in perfect self-forgetting. This is the source and summit of our faith. This is the moment of our happiness. And of course, it's a process. Some people may be thinking, you know, my experience of Mass isn't always what you're describing, Father. That's why we have to grow every Mass, every week, every year, every Lent, allowing the Holy Spirit to peel back the layers, every confession, until finally we are able to gaze upon our Lord in the Eucharist and say, my Lord and my God, my all, my everything in the center of my being. The saints would say that the love song of the soul that has been inflamed with the love of God is the Song of Songs in the Old Testament. The saints would say, they would write, St. Bernard of Clairvaux, in writing about this mystical union, this mystery of God's love, he wrote 40 pages on one line of the Song of Songs, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. This idea that we enter into an intimate exchange with our God. We consume our God, and we are consumed by our God. So let us enter into these mysteries with wonder and awe. Not just simply afraid that God's going to strike us dead, but out of the one who is our love, that we have been consumed by the love of Jesus Christ so as to enter into the ecstasy of this encounter. Amen.